Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for December 6th, 2022. Time is approximately 7:05 p.m. Board of Supervisors met an executive session beginning at 6 p.m. this evening to discuss land and legal matters. That meeting concluded at approximately 7 p.m. I will now call our meeting to order, and I'd ask that everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, would you please conduct a roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corona?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Seeing as the full board is here, a quorum is present, we'll proceed with the business of the meeting. I'll dispense quickly with the normal housekeeping announcements, although it's posted within the meeting room. I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. That's especially important as we embark upon the first of our two public sessions. So, when we get to visitor or public comment, we invite any member of the public to come forward, come up to the podium, so that you can place comment into the record. You'll be speaking to the board, but you're placing comment into the record. We need any speaker to identify themselves by first name, last name, and address. It's important because, again, this gets, you know, minutes of the meeting are transcribed, and so the stenographer needs to know who is saying what when people speak, right? And also, these meetings, the audio from these meetings is often available on the township website for people to listen to, so it's not very helpful if people are speaking but they haven't identified themselves on the audio. So it's really important that we always keep in mind, identify yourself when you come up. If you don't, I apologize, but I have to interrupt you to get you to identify yourself properly for the record, even when we know who you are. So there's plenty of folks that come up and speak and we know who they are, but we have to do it for the record. So with that, we're going to start with the first visitor or public comment session. Anyone from the public wishing to come forward and comment into the record, this is the time and place to do so. There'll be a second session at the sort of end of the agenda. All right, so seeing that no one has come forward, we will close that visitor or public comment session. We'll move to the first item on the calendar, which is the consent calendar. So the items under the consent calendar, we can take with one motion, all for approval or disapproval, or we can break them out one at a time and vote on them. The items are A, the release of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 619 Glen Road, S-2022-010. B, the release of financial security provided for the stormwater management site plan for the Holland Bush Residence, S-2021-016. C is the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes for the November 21st, 2022, 6 p.m. public hearing. Also, the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes for the November 22nd, 2022, 7 p.m. regular meeting. And the adoption of the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes for the November 29th, 2022, 6 p.m. public hearing. And then D is the approval of the December 6th, 2022 accounts payable in the amount of $486,335.15 and payroll in the amount of $348,783.84. So I ask the members of the board, we can take all of these at once with one motion or individually. It's the pleasure of the board. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, to approve the consent calendar as written. Items A, B, C, and D.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda for approval of all items under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The Motion passes, and all items under the consent calendar are approved. That will take us to new business. The first item is thankfully a swearing-in of the newest police officer, because otherwise those of us in this room may be in a lot of trouble because there's a lot of police officers here. So I will defer to Chief Warner. Chief, this item is for you to introduce, and then Imagine will do the swearing-in.
Yes, it's not a ruse to serve any warrants. I'll give a brief introduction on our newest officer, and then we can commence with the swearing in from the dais. Cody Ireland is our newest officer, and Cody joins our department after recently serving Dauphin County as a deputy sheriff, a position he has held for the past 2 years. He is a graduate of Mount Calvary Christian School in Elizabethtown and has a bachelor's degree from Lancaster Bible College. Cody will be enrolled in the upcoming Act 120 Police Academy at HAC starting in January. We welcome Cody to the Derry Township Police Department and are excited for him and his family, for him to continue his law enforcement career with us. So with that, we'll meet in front of the dais and commence with the swearing-in.
Very good.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and of all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially, without bias or prejudice, with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
I will perform all duties impartially, without bias or prejudice, with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Officer Ireland. We always say it's most important that, number one, you're joining what we believe is one of the finest police departments of all of Pennsylvania. And the fine men and women of the department, many of them are here tonight. They deserve all the accolades they receive in our community and across the state. First and foremost, it's most important that you take precaution and that you look out for your own safety and the safety of your fellow officers, because we want you to come back every day and come to work, and we don't want anything bad to happen to you or anyone else in the police department. So we take your safety very seriously, and we thank you for your efforts on behalf of all of us as citizens. So welcome aboard, and we hope you enjoy being a part of this family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Well, good.
Can we get one with the two lieutenants?
He's just as much a part of this round as he is, so. Yeah, come on.
Stay till midnight tonight.
That's right. You want me in the picture too?
Yes. I'm not going to be in the photo. You should be in the police with your family and with the chief.
Recognize everybody in the audience, then we don't sit up here at the meeting going, why is that person here and what are they? So, got most of the room cleared out. Right? I say that all in jest. We're happy with lots of people coming. All right. Well, thank you everyone for indulging us. The next item on our agenda is B. It's a consideration of resolution number 2022-23, which is the adoption of our fiscal year 2023 budget. Mr. Crispin.
Mr. Chairman, as the board's aware, the supervisors approved advertisement of the proposed fiscal year 2023 budget at its November 15th, 2022 budget hearing. The proposed budget has been on public display for 20 days in accordance with Section 3205B of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. The Board of Supervisors is required to adopt an annual operating budget for the township for the following fiscal year by December 31st of this year. So up on the screen, I just have a quick highlight of what we talked about at our budget hearing. I'm not going to go through every single slide. This is just the hot things. Most importantly, right up front, just a note for the...
That's hilarious.
Sorry.
You have PDFs now.
Okay. So... There we go. And it's kind of hard to read. I have to switch the computer. As what we had noted at our hearing, the most important point to point out tonight is that this is a no-tax increase budget again for the third consecutive year. This is in accordance with this board's guiding principles, and we continue to maintain a conservative budgeting practice for the township. Real estate taxes will remain at 2.5381 mils. I think that's a great value when you look at the dollar bill. For every real estate dollar that's collected in Derry Township, we represent that really small piece over here, which is like 8%. For that 8%, you get a good return on your investment between roads, libraries, community centers, all the Parks and Rec programming, administrative services, police services, fire service. I think for what the township resident pays at 2.53 at 1 mils, we get a lot of bang for the buck. This budget maintains our consistency with the DCED chart of accounts and it's in conformance with annual township audit. Our general fund balance is projected to be at 3.2 million with the additional 4.6 million over in the general fund operating reserve. That would leave a balance for the township of just under $8 million in your reserve funds. This budget also maintains all township services at current levels. And it also anticipates about $4 million of capital projects to address various needs throughout the township. That includes projects that are in the capital reserve fund, the road equipment fund, and liquid fuels. The wage increases as per our bargaining unit agreements are at 2.75% for next year. Healthcare costs are at a surprisingly 0.5% increase, which is a historic low, but that's because we are in a municipal pool benefit program, and with their agreement with Capital Blue, we'll see a similar 0.5% increase in next year's budget as well. All of our other insurance lines at this point are projected with a 5% increase. We haven't received all of those renewals yet. They generally come in the month of December, and they're starting to trickle in now. And so far, they've been right on target of where we expect them to be. So, again, as I noted at the very beginning, as has been the direction of this board, the administration has prepared the 2023 budget as a no-tax increase spending plan. It continues to represent a conservative approach in maintaining community services for the township, and we continue to deliver the high-quality, cost-effective community services that everyone has come to know and expect in this township. So following any questions from the board this evening, if you have any specific thoughts or comments regarding the budget, we're happy to answer those tonight. I would ask that the resolution 2022-23 is in a position to be voted on this evening. That would formally adopt the budget for 2023, and then we have two successive resolutions right after this that support the budget as well.
Any questions for Chris on this item? Chris, it was advertised for 2 weeks. I think some of us may be aware of some questions that came in. Any particular questions from the public that may have come in that you had entertained and that might be of significance for us to know?
At this point, no. I didn't receive really any comment from the general public. It has, again, has been on public display. It's been on our website. It's been available in the lobby for anyone that wanted to stop in. I'm not sure if a copy made it to the library, but for sure it's here. So, and it's at our front counter.
Well, you know at least one resident requested it, and so we know people knew that it was out there, right? So,
yes.
All right, I don't have any questions. Anybody else have anything for Chris? All right, then we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors adopt resolution number 2022-23, adopting the fiscal year 2023 budget as presented.
Right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Corrado.
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? I will just, the only comment I will make before we vote, and others are welcome as well. I would like to thank Mr. Crisman. I would like to thank all of the department heads and all of the staff. It's for everyone's hard work all throughout the year to get us to a point where we are today, but we're passing yet the third consecutive no tax increase budget, which we can't do if everyone isn't cooperating and all sort of rowing in the same direction on these really important issues. And so we thank you. I thank you, and I know that all the other board members do as well. Anyone else? Okay. Then all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item on the budget is, or on the agenda, is C. It's the resolution or consideration of resolution 2022-24. It's the assessment of the cost and expense of the maintenance of streetlights for various streets within the township of Derry. Mr. Crisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board is aware, each year as part of the budget process, the supervisors approve the assessment of fees for the maintenance and operation of streetlights within the township. This is in accordance with Section 2033A of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. And beginning, just as to note again, beginning in 2023 in January, our streetlight assessments will be collected by the Dauphin County Treasurer's Office. They will no longer be collected by the Derry Township Tax Association, as that no longer will exist at the end of this year. The resolution that's in your packet tonight outlines the requirements as noted in Section 2033A, and it does include, I believe, the assessment increase by 2% to cover those costs to keep pace with inflation. And all of those expenses are outlined in the streetlight fund within the budget that was just adopted.
All right, very good. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors approves resolution number 2022-24, assessment of the cost and expense of the maintenance of streetlights for various streets within the Township of Derry.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. And moving then to item D, which is the consideration of resolution number 2022-25. It's the tax levy resolution for fiscal year 2023. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your packet this evening is a copy of Resolution 2022-25 that is required for the township to adopt that sets the tax rate for fiscal year 2023. As noted during the previous discussion of the adoption of the budget, the real estate tax rate will stay at a rate of 2.5381 mils for a third consecutive year. I'm recommending that the board approve Resolution 2022-25, setting that rate forth for the next fiscal year.
My questions for Mr. Christman? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve resolution number 2022-25, tax levy resolution for fiscal year 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Corrado. Motion made by Mr. Corrado for approval of the resolution. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zaruda. Any discussion, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the resolution, approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving along to item E, it's the consideration of installation of lighting at the Eschenauer Trail crossing on Wood Road. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As part of an ongoing process of evaluating safety improvements to the Eschenauer Trail, the administration is recommending that the installation of a light at the trail crossing located along Wood Road near the Oakmont subdivision be installed. PP&L would need to install a junction box for the purpose of installing a new light. That's estimated at about approximately $715 to $750. PP&L would then install the lighting fixture itself, and the township would be then responsible for the ongoing electrical service cost moving forward, and that would be absorbed as part of the budget. I'm recommending if the board wants to move forward with this project that funds used to install the junction box would be taken from the Eschenauer Trail funds that we have available for the maintenance of the trail. Unless there are any questions from the board tonight, this is in a position for Mr. Clark to move forward to continue urging PP&L to get this box installed quickly.
All right, any questions for Mr. Christman? I will just bring up that I would like to thank Supervisor Nutt for bringing this matter to our attention. I think this is a really credible safety concern that we need to address, and appreciate that she brought it forward to us as quickly as she did. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we authorize the administration to work with PP&L to install the appropriate lighting hardware to facilitate the illumination of the Eschenauer Trail crossing located on Wood Road near the Oakmont subdivision. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions?
I just want to say thank you very much to Mr. Clark, because we talked about this and he went right out and communicated with PP&L that day and got an answer from them about making this happen. And anybody who lives here in Derry knows how busy Wood Road is right now. And lighting up that crossing, I think, will really make the folks that use the trail a lot safer when they're crossing to go back home into Oakland. So thank you, Tom.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Unless there are no other questions or comments, seeing none, we can take a vote. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have unanimously. The motion passes. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is F. It's the preliminary final land development and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Square proposed out parcel development, plat 1353. Mr. F.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. During your regular meeting on November 22nd, 2022, you tabled this plan with concerns for the lower site entrance to May Street. The applicant has asked to be placed on the agenda tonight to discuss their proposed plan to accommodate that traffic, as well as to discuss a larger traffic contribution towards the ultimate improvement at Hershey Park Drive, May Street, Walden Avenue intersection. The remainder of my agenda item is identical to what was presented at that meeting, with just a few exceptions. We've updated the dates when certain items must happen, and I've added a condition that the applicant shall amend the plan in accordance with the proposal presented at the December 6, 2022 Board of Supervisors meeting. So with that, I'd ask that the board entertain the applicant's discussion of what they're proposing.
Sure, absolutely. Somebody who's going to... Make sure that mic is on good.
So that, testing.
Yeah.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the board. My name is Pablo Medeiros. I represent the owners of the Hershey Square Shopping Center as their Director of Development and Construction, and we appreciate the opportunity to appear before you again this evening. I just wanted to make a brief statement before we actually present our solutions to you. Hyde Park Properties purchased the Hershey Square Shopping Center 8-plus years ago. At the time, the center was aging, tired, multiple vacancies, the former bank and liquor store storage area, as well as other nationally known tenants nearing the end of their respective leases, as well as their very existence, i.e. the Kmart and the Radio Shack. In the time that we've owned the center, we've invested a significant amount of money to make market improvements that we've made the center a vibrant shopping destination with multiple A-plus tenants, and we're very proud of how it's turned out. We think that it's a nice addition to Derry Township. So, unfortunately, the kind of vibrancy that we've created will create additional traffic. But I think we're assuming that the township would prefer this over a center with perhaps a large storage facility, as many former Kmart throughout the country have become. So, again, we appreciate the opportunity to appear before you and present our solutions to the issues raised 2 weeks ago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Holly Evans again with Evans Engineering, and thank you for having us again tonight. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we did hear you last time 2 weeks ago, and we have been working very diligently with your staff and amongst ourselves to try to come up with a good offer to work with the township on and present what we feel is a good, fair way of trying to work with the township and the community. I provided Chuck with a couple exhibits. The first two I'll go through kind of quickly, and then really spend a lot of my time on the third and fourth exhibit, if you don't mind. Exhibit one is really simply... Go back. Oh, okay, thank you. Go back to exhibit one. I think it's the center button here. This one, Chuck.
The yellow one.
Yellow one. Thank you. Exhibit one simply is just a representation of what the center looks like today. Basically, with the most recent development that Mr. Medeiros was talking about relative to renovating the center itself over the old Kmart location, also the construction of most recent, the Chipotle over here. A few years ago, back in, I believe, 2015, 2016, Pablo, we did the Five Guys facility right in this location right here. So this simply just shows you what is there currently today. All right. So check out exhibit number two. With the recent renovation we did, we also gained approval to construct a drive-through for the Panera Bread. This improvement has not been constructed. And actually, as part of our discussion with the township, we're going to withdraw that approved item. So basically taking away the drive-through from the Panera Bread which was contemplated, which would also add additional traffic. This is one less thing to deal with, and it will also allow this next part of my discussion to circulate or to work and flow up a little better. I'll start now to go to exhibit number three. On exhibit three is a couple things I want to cover with it, with this board. Number one is, Chuck, can you sort of zoom in on this mm-hmm. location right here? We've taken a look at the long-term improvement plan that was put together by HATS for the area. And it shows Hershey Park Drive down here going from three lanes to almost six lanes in the future. As part of that construction, it shows an additional left turn lane coming off of Main Street, turning left onto Hershey Park Drive. To construct those improvements, right-of-way is going to be required. Temporary construction easements are going to be required. So rather than having the township come to us later on and ask those right-of-ways and those easements and those agreements, we're going to make that part of the agreement now that it will be provided to you at no cost or a typical $1 conveyance. So we're not going to turn it right away over today. We're not going to turn easements over, but make that available to the township. So when they have to go do a construction of any kind of widening or improvements in this area here, those items are available to you. Therefore, the township does not have to go through the expense of trying to condemn or to acquire the property in any other way. Simply just take care of the paperwork and we'll make it available to the township. That's the first thing. Additionally, in the original discussion we had with the township and staff, the agreement was to basically provide the cost of the traffic study, all right, in lieu of doing the study. That was $15,400. We've agreed up to that to $35,000, so more than doubling the offer to the township as far as improvements towards that intersection in the future. So rather than spending the money doing another study that you already have the information on, we'll provide the township $35,000 for that. That's in addition to the fact that we're going to, upon completion, do a timing analysis of the intersection to make sure any other improvements can be tweaked out of the timing lights that can also be done, which is another $3,800, which the township will hold an escrow for us. All right. So these are all things looking at long-term improvements of the township, and also by removing the drive-through item at the Panera Bread sort of helps out in its own little way upon itself. Lastly, the biggest part I want to discuss with you is basically a series of signage through the center. All right, so basically when somebody comes out of the Starbucks and comes down the road here, if traffic is backed up at this location here, and basically we're showing that we can basically provide for eight vehicles stacking here on May Street. We have five vehicles stacking here on our service drive, and we're showing three vehicles stacking here. So basically, there's 16 vehicles that can really stack there comfortably before you start really running into any kind of issues. That's a lot of vehicles to make room for, and it's already provided there right now. But we're proposing to provide a series of signage, one right here that basically directs people they can take a right and go up here to the shopping center, to areas of other shops, additional shops, over an egress to Hershey Park Drive and Route 39 in May Street. And basically, through a series of signage, we can bring them on up the road, over, and without ever crossing in front of the shopping center, down through this internal service drive, and on over here and out. Or we can take them behind the shopping center and out. So it'll be a series of signage. The details of the site will work with that, because obviously signage permits are going to be required. And so we're giving the intent, the language we would like to place on the signs. Obviously, we'll work with staff as any little tweaking needs to be done or any kind of sign permits that have to be applied for and provided. But basically, we'll direct the traffic. If it is starting excessive stacking, they can come on up through the shopping center, go around the rear, or they can come on up here across the front and go down, never stacking in front of or driving in front of the pedestrians between the parking lot and the stores.
So, Ali, can I just make some observations?
Sure.
Can you just pull that? The diagram is good, but that's perfect right there. The distance from
Chris,
the...
Chris has a pointer also.
Oh, that would be helpful. Actually, which one would I put? There, I'm back on the screen. Okay, so this distance...
Yes.
I don't... I'm just having recently traveled there this weekend because I am a frequent customer of Five Guys. It doesn't look like it can handle five cars, but I accept that you guys measured that
And we took the stop bar, and we took basically about 25 feet per car to allow room for a typical 18-foot car plus space between the cars.
Let me ask you this question. So my observation is, okay, I'll accept that five can hit, if it can stack there. But when you said that there were a total of, like, between stacking here, here, and here, 16, did you say it was 16 cars or 18 cars?
Yeah, basically, we're showing eight vehicles that can stack here before you block the ability to pass through there and turn right or go straight through. All right, then we're showing five vehicles here and three here. And again,
I guess my question then is that during peak hours or non-peak hours?
That's just ability, how much
can
stack.
Generally speaking,
that's not a question of how many would be there at peak hours. It's strictly show you how many vehicles can fit in these locations.
Yeah, that
that's strictly
sense.
All that is that any demonstration
my for concern me? Is that during peak hours, while I agree with that number, you can fit that number, what you're going to find during peak hours is that the number of cars that are right here on Bay Street actually winds up about here. And so that means the number of cars trying to make a left-hand turn here becomes really, really difficult. And I suspect that the stacking is going to go back. It's going to really impact these people more than them.
And that's why we're showing them the ability, basically, that if you come up here and you're seeing the stacking, you can basically turn right.
Okay, so
the center.
I'll accept that you can turn right and that some people may do that. This is not a good idea because, number one, this is not a great parking lot to drive through in the first place. And there are constantly people, because there's a grocery store here, walking through the parking lot with their carts. I think we're asking for trouble if we try to wheel people through there.
All right.
I do think that that's I get this.
Yeah.
I do think that people will only do that once before they realize that they don't want to go all the way around there to get out. So maybe they will as a... There is the potential because of the Hershey outlets. There's the ability of Hershey outlets to do kind of the same thing. I don't think that many people take advantage of it, but I just wanted to make these observations. I think I'm glad to see that you put the thought into a different traffic pattern. I don't think this one is a good idea for safety reasons. And then we can talk about peak hours and non-peak hours, but. Thank you. You answered my question. I did interrupt you, but I just wanted to ask.
And that's okay. And again, we're trying to provide options and alternate routes. So basically, if you do come up through here and it is stacked up, you can make that turn. You're being informed as a driver, hey, there's an alternate access route. You don't have to sit here and wait in traffic. You know, you can come on up through here and go one of these routes, whether it's which route we choose or both routes or either route, whatever we discussed. But we're trying to make this available too. Additionally, the signs that are currently up here on either side of the driveways by the Wise Markets, as opposed to saying no right turn, all right, we'll say left turn for Hershey Park Drive, Main Street, whatever, and the right turn for local traffic only. So those people who already live in the back area can make a legal right turn to local traffic, but not trying to promote it to other vehicles. And again, these are all options. We're trying to provide ways to funnel the traffic through, get it moving through faster here.
Coming out of that entrance drive where you mentioned the ability to go right if it's stacking to the left, are there two lanes there, a left turn and a right? Or if I have the idea that I want to go right, am I going to have to wait behind three cars hoping to go left before I can go right?
There's only room for one lane there, sir.
Okay.
And I apologize. I'll let Greg introduce himself, our traffic engineer.
Good evening, everybody. Greg Creasy with Grove Miller. Get more involved with me next week.
Why does your name seem so...
You get to hear me talk. It's a preview of next week. Just to add a little bit to what Holly was saying and to also answer Supervisor Wyckoff's question, that I understand the question about maybe providing two lanes there. The one thing that would become a little iffy is with sight distances of people coming up here and coming around, if you have two cars sitting next to each other, it kind of gets tough to see by each other. That's always our worry at a stop sign, being able to see. And one of the things I wanted to point out, and a little bit of discussion started with the peak versus non-peak. I am a local. I live close. I would imagine, from my experience going by here, what you would call the peak of the shopping center, when this is busiest, is probably in the afternoon. The afternoon, the evening peak, I would guess. And the main tenet of the proposed out parcels is more of a morning, it's a coffee shop, so it's more of a morning kind of peak generator. Coffee shop generates much more traffic in the AM, so it's not necessarily going to overlap and dump a ton more traffic on what's already there in the PM. That'll help a little bit with alleviating, as opposed to if you had another use in there that was more of a different kind of restaurant or something, or an office building that was dumping out in the afternoon.
I will say this, Mr. Creasy.
Okay.
I like just saying that, too. Let's say this, Mr. Creasy.
I might hear that again.
Because of the location of that shopping center, I think what you find is that there are an awful lot of people that wind up in that shopping center for the Panera, the Five Guys, okay, things like that, that are not from this community, that are coming here for events and things of that nature. And so my hunch is that that Starbucks is going to be busier more frequently than a typical Starbucks that might just see the biggest rush in the morning.
That's the given. And I think another thing that might help, you talked about as well, is obviously when you go somewhere to a shop, if you're not familiar with the area or something, you go to a shopping center, if you go in one way, you tend to try to go out that way, because that's just the way the breadcrumbs fell. But if we provide a little bit of signage, maybe even coming out of here, to provide signage to help these people, let them know that instead of going back around, there is another way out. So if they saw that their traffic was an issue here when they were coming in, there's another way to let them know that they can get out and go back down the Hershey Park Drive without having to go back down around the hill. So it's kind of trying to spread out the traffic as opposed to having it all thinking they have to use one location, if that makes sense.
No, that actually does make sense. And I will say something, to follow on something Mr. Mandaro said. I personally do agree that the work that's been done there has transformed that place and it has made it better. I feel like it made it better, and you're sort of at maximum, it feels like as a resident, we're sort of at maximum capacity up there. There's a lot going on up there most days of the week, a lot of good stores up there. And it does feel like we're squeezing this new development into that area and introducing a lot more vehicular traffic to what was sort of an area that was like, but we did a very good job of designing what you had, taking what you had available to you, and it's just a sense from being in and out of there that more cars now suddenly, and maybe if it were a Starbucks, I'm not telling you what should be there, but a dental office I'm not concerned about. I don't think they're going to be generating lots of trip traffic, right? But sometimes the devil is really in those details, and the problem that I have is that I feel like we don't get a redo. If there's any variance in your analysis and it doesn't work out exactly the way you think it's going to work out, then it's a problem, but we can't do anything then about it. Like, there's no way to back it out, I don't think. And that's why I think you see us so hyper-sensitive about the traffic issues. It's not that the plan itself is, none of us object to what we want to put there, but it does make us, sometimes these traffic, right now traffic is just we're in a really tough situation with traffic around the township, and you know that, right? So you can tell by all the discussions you have with this board that it's like the number one issue, and I don't see that changing anytime soon for us as a board in terms of how we analyze or how we rank the issues.
I'm always popular. Traffic is always the major issue. And as Holly had said, we are as well offering to do, I know it's an after study, but to go back and look at it after and try to make improvements as much as we can to alleviate things, and that's not what's typically done.
How much of a concern with the additional traffic, I won't try to quantify it, but just with the additional traffic, how much are you concerned with that, right? When you make the right off of May onto, I don't know what that drive is called that goes up the street.
It's not currently named, but it won't be named before it's all said and done.
Well, I call it the lower driveway.
The lower driveway is good. So, because you raised this issue, I mean, I do wonder, is there enough sight distance when somebody makes that right-hand turn in and you have somebody on Hotel Drive who wants to make a left? Are we exacerbating that particular problem in such a short sight, line of sight?
Well, the Hotel Drive is an existing condition, and granted, there'll be more traffic on it, but I believe that's something that's not going to be an issue. It becomes more of an issue when you have cars next to each other trying to see through another car, and then they're jogging, trying to pull up a little bit more to see, that sort of thing. So
we sort of, I did, and I hope, I'm sorry if I took you off your presentation.
No, I just wanted to thought of a couple
of just jump right back into where you were.
So I agree. Thank you. I mean, again, we're trying to work with the township here. We're trying to work with the development and make this as best of a project as we possibly can at this point in time, realizing we can't solve all the woes. I did have a chance, and if we'd like to, we'd go to the annex exhibit. It is the long-term grant plan there, where basically Hershey Park Drive is going to go from 3 lanes to 6 lanes. All right, that is, you know, a long-range plan by two hats plan. Also, they're adding an extra left turn lane out, which will actually allow more traffic to flow faster later on, out, you know, leaving Main Street. We're not constructing those items right now. We're trying to make things as best we can, trying to spread the flow out. If I take the flow away from that and force it all up to the shopping center, that's not good either. We want to try to keep people moving and get them moving. I think once you sit down there once or twice, you're going to realize you don't want to sit down there. You're going to realize if that is the wrong place to sit, you're going to turn right.
It's the long term, right?
I mean, if I come up to that stop sign at the lower drive coming out of Starbucks, and I'm the first car, and everything's stacked up, but I see it starting to move, yeah, I'm going to wait, I'm going to turn. I'll wait long enough to move. If it's sitting there, I'm not going to sit there. If I see a sign telling me to turn right, I'll go right as an alternate way out. So we're trying to spread the traffic out, trying to even it out, not force too much up top. And that's what I was trying to show you, the capacity. There is capacity there.
To route people around.
Right. Yeah. All right. Again, a lot of time is spent trying to get this design. And yes, we are building the center to maximizing the center, but that's what we're intending to do. That's what any developer would want to do with a property. That will still be realistic what we can place there. Chuck, thank you, by the way.
Just 1 second. Yep. I had everything else open for tonight.
That's okay. Take your time. I mean, we are open to suggestions, but again, we've spent the last couple weeks, you know, we listened to you, we went back, Pablo and I spoke to ourselves a lot, we spoke with Greg some, got back, we spoke with Chuck, and, you know, trying to work through this process and to provide you an option here that we felt is giving everything we possibly can. That's why the additional right-of-way offers, the, you know, temporary construction easement offers in the future, making it available to the township, you know, the additional signage going through there, anything we can possibly do to really make this process work for everybody.
There's no additional space up at the top part of the
center
to put the Starbucks. Like at the end, on the other side of Planet Fitness, isn't there an opening there? No.
There is, but Starbucks.
They didn't want that spot. I was thinking because you know the dance center. You know, you spend a lot of time there if you're a mom in the area and you're driving kids to whether it's the gym or the dance center, and the traffic does stack. You know, it's usually 5 cars already without a Starbucks there trying to make that left-hand turn to get back onto May Street. So,
if I may add to a point that the chairman made, that since it is somewhat of a tourist destination for a lot of people, a lot of tourists are going to be happy that they have their Starbucks that they can go to. The point of the first sign coming out of the hotel drive is to direct them to additional shopping. They might very well want to do that, as well as the employees of the center. There are going to be a lot of the customers as well. So by nature, they're going to be making the turn to go right anyway, not just to leave, but to actually park and do some shopping or go to work. So it's in discussions with Starbucks. They do an analysis as to where they want to be. And that's a lot of that is why they don't want to be up next to the Planet Fitness, why they want to be down there or you know, to catch that tourist traffic. So I just wanted to add that as well.
Thank you. Consideration. And I know we covered this, so I know your answer won't change, but there's no way looking at the drawing of the general. This thing right here, which is, by the way, it is impossible to keep a steady hand on this. This really hard. That area, you could just go right and drive a little.
Unfortunately, now, topographically, again, when I designed the center way back, and I did go back and take a look at some old photographs and stuff like that, the hotel drive did come on out down further. It came out down here further on there. So we, you know, back in 1991, 92, when I did the original design, we shoved that hotel drive back as part of the improvements to try to get that off there. And we set the location of the lower drive, as Greg put it, you know, where it was at, because topographically we needed to provide so much parking up front, but we still wanted to provide access to the center for full circulation. So that was a balancing act in the original design 30-some years ago.
The difference is, though, the community is larger now than it's ever been.
Understood.
All of the traffic considerations, as I'm struggling with that word, all the considerations that were made back in the 90s, and for many of us in this room that have lived here since the 90s, and there's plenty in this room who lived here well before then, but I'll speak for myself. If you lived here in the 90s, traffic everywhere in the township was different. And so I wouldn't argue with you that back then, even if you had put a Starbucks in back then at this intersection, it wouldn't be as challenging. But I agree with Mrs. Nutt. I do feel like, again, this is one of those plans where the eye test, when you're there physically, and Pablo, when we love tourists, that's great, but we love our residents more. And what ends up happening is, you've done a nice job with that center. A lot of residents utilize that center, right? And so now you've got the combination of residents and tourists, and it just keeps building. And the Starbucks, it's really the Starbucks. I know they want to be there. My concern is that's a real problem that they want to be in that particular location. Because I know that, Mr. Corrado likes to go to Starbucks. The Starbucks in Hershey, the one in the outlets, we had a problem that you couldn't even get into the outlets, that the drive-thru was so long it was out onto Northeast Drive.
Well, now we'll balance the load tackle.
Well, I hope. I mean, if it worked that way, Ollie, that'd be great. But I feel like in this community, when people say, if you build it, they will come, that's what happens. We know people will come. So I don't, so my concern is, I don't know about the Starbucks downtown, but the one at the outlets
still happens.
Is a problem all the time. And I wonder, are we just walking into the same problem here? And again, it's not, your plan makes sense in a lot of respects. You have a tenant that's going to be a major driver of traffic.
Please understand, when I was referencing what we did back in 91, that was just, how the centers are initially designed, and topographically, the options of trying to go across that basin, they're not there. I can't get the flow of traffic.
Bridge?
It's elevation-wise. It's not even a bridge. It's even if I could bridge it, it's the elevation, right, incline. That's why the roads serpentine the way they do in order to gather reasonable slope, reasonable, level of grade that you can traverse on, as opposed to having, setting yourself on an extremely unsafe grade. So that is why the roads do what they do in the center. All right. There's no other way to get around from the hotel property and come on up a different direction. Topographically, the site is challenged in that regards. And this is, the only way to come in and out of that center is through that service drive to the hotel.
So is that a safety? Is that something we should be concerned about? That there's only one way in and out?
No. I'm referring to this. When you're back here at Starbucks, you go over there and I apologize. When you leave the Starbucks, you can go over here. Obviously, you have multiple choices here. Okay. What I'm saying to you, if I'm back at the hotel here, I can't get there topographically because.
Right. So what I'm saying is, so now you've got the hotel. You've got the people at the hotel, and then we're adding more development off that same road. And again, there's only one way in and out, one way in and out of that whole area. Is that a good thing that we have only one way in and out?
I'm not concerned about that aspect relative to emergency access with that regard, because again, the site has been graded and designed for emergency vehicles to get on the site and get off the site without going through your parking lot. So there is grade to get off that site. It's just not daily driving grades because I can't bring other accesses onto Hershey Park Drive. I can't bring other accesses onto 422. And Chuck knows, we spoke to PennDOT a couple years ago about trying to get another access onto the highway here in order to take traffic away from the intersection, and PennDOT would not let us. We were trying to get traffic away from this intersection right through here by directing them off of 422 up in the center of that direction, and PennDOT would not allow us. So believe me, we have gone through the ropes of trying other ways to move the traffic around and take load off this intersection. So we've given it a gallon of attempt. We have done everything we possibly can. And this is something that, we didn't see that, but we appreciate your input and went back here and looked at that as a way of offering that. If you have other thoughts of maybe how you want to see the signage, we're not opposed to that aspect of it. We're just trying to move the traffic up through the center. And if you are concerned about sitting here, you have other ways to get around. Eventually, when the intersection is improved, it might be, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. We don't know that. But then additional capacity is being built into the intersection.
traffic will already be there.
Oh, I understand that.
Well, I think we're... I don't want to keep you on that slide. Keep going. But I think we're good with that. We understand the traffic.
Those are the slides. Basically, what we've heard, and then, you know, with providing additional right-of-way, the additional easement, the additional contribution relative to the overall long-term improvements, the intersection, trying to work with the township in those regards there, as well as additional time being in a study after the construction of the facility is built to go out there and time it and readjust the timing of the light if necessary to help additional flow capacity. And alleviating the flow by providing the signage through the center to, you know, help people guide them through the center in different ways. Yes, you know, some people may decide they don't want to go this way. They may want to go up through that. I can't stop them from which way they want to drive, but we want to try to provide information to people so they know other ways through the center.
No, I get that. I mean, I do understand that. I guess I just want to clarify that I recognize people will be able to take, if they go right, they can take either route. But what I'm telling you is that parking lot is not, it's not that it's just for some reason, it's not an easy parking lot to navigate through. And some of it has to do with the people going to the food store back and forth. Some of it is, I don't know, it's just, that's just my anecdotal experience with it. I'm just worried that if cars believe that's another way to get out, you're just adding more cars using that as sort of a throughway. And
We're trying to take some off the lower drive, because if I eliminate the access to the lower drive,
I agree with what you're saying, but I feel like almost like maybe we shouldn't build anything on that. I know this, I can't believe I'm saying this, right? I don't want to say this to you, but like maybe that's just not a place we should put something. But I'm entertaining all of it. I'm willing to listen to all of it.
I'll say that we've done everything else we can.
Yes, you have. And I appreciate all the time you spent the last 2 weeks coming up with all of these solutions and the other things that you have given us for consideration as for approval. I credit you for all that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you and your team are willing to engage in this discourse with us, because it is helpful for all of us to kind of think through these issues. And so it's all well-intended. There's no hard feelings in this way. I appreciate just being able to push back, and you guys to push back too on things that may just be our assumptions, and you're pushing back with facts, so that's good. Is there anything else on
that? No, because basically we have no issue with any of the comments by the staff, by your engineer. Basically, you know, either we've already addressed them, or what few comments are out, if they're not administrative or so minor, that we've already basically indicated we have no issue with them.
And then, Chuck, is this an item, this is what we vote on tonight, or do we have the ability to move?
So this plan is active until February 14th. Just while I have the floor, Matt was suggesting that if a stop sign is added at the location, can you see where I am on the screen? That would at least allow people coming out of here and people coming this way to go take turns, to go one at a time. So I think that's a really good suggestion. And then the other thing, just for some conversation, they had mentioned it, but I just want to make sure the board's aware of it. There was discussion about taking the restricted right turn away. We all know that people make it. Do we want to take that away with signage for local traffic only to the right and directing, if you will, the tourist traffic back to the highways?
Chuck, is there currently no right turn at both of those, both behind the building and in front?
It is no right turn at both of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why that was that done when the development was built to keep
it? No, that one was built because the residents who lived back there were afraid of what the shopping center would do traffic-wise.
Did that ever manifest itself in actual traffic? I mean, I understand why they were concerned, but was that because, again, I'm there, I don't often see people making a right.
But Chairman, I'm going to ask Chuck one question that might help out relative to this. Chuck, I don't know whether 422 actually had those medians in it back then, if I don't remember where I'm referring to. So if you were to travel out and go back to the residential neighborhood, now when you come out to 422, you have to turn right.
You have to turn right.
Back then, I don't think those medians were there, that you had the ability to turn left.
I can't help you there. I don't remember the hotel driveway coming out lower. So,
but You know, back then, when you came on out, you could turn left. I'm pretty positive. And that's they were for anyone to make shortcuts through.
No.
Now with medians.
No, you couldn't turn left.
You couldn't turn left back in
1991? I've been here since 1948.
That's okay.
Never saw a left-hand turn at that intersection.
Mr. Gamble, are you saying you could turn left there?
No, you could not.
Okay. You could never turn left there.
Never turn left.
Okay. I know the residents were concerned about the ability of people coming through their residence, and I'm trying to remember whether they could make a left, which would have been more of a concern.
Yeah.
I know now you can't, obviously cannot make a left, so primarily people are going to live in a neighborhood that are going to make that turn, or something once they want out and then turn right and go down through. So it's really up to the board if you don't want, if you want to leave the restricted right turns and not allow engine at all, that's fine. We were looking at imposing a sign that right turn would be local traffic only.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of, as a solution to here, I'm not in favor of having the neighbors up here feel like, oh my God, all this traffic is coming.
Right, well, that's what the sign would say, local traffic only.
Yeah, but
okay, and that's fine. Again, we're trying to.
Yeah, I would just keep it the way it is, no right turn, but I get moving people around the development. I like, if that was Matt Banana's idea, I like the idea of the two stop signs. Is that
and we're not opposed to that at all. Obviously, we welcome that as well.
Does anybody else have questions on the board? I mean, I've been kind of hogging this. But
and the date, the action date, we actually, the last meeting, provided a letter granting the extension out that far, not knowing what we need for you this evening or not. And knowing that you're not going to have a December 20th meeting, and you don't act at your first meeting in January, so that is why the extension was asked us to go out there to the two meetings into February. Not that we don't want to wait that long, but at the same time, we understand.
And if you recall, I always have the extension one meeting beyond where we think the plan will be.
Correct. Let me just ask the board, what's the pleasure of the board? Do you want to vote on this tonight? Do you want to table it for thought? All right, so at least one member would like to table it.
I agree. Table it.
At the very least, table it.
So
I can't agree to it at this level.
All right, so why don't we... We'll go ahead and have a motion to table it. We'll need a motion in a second, and we'll vote on the motion to table. And that'll give us time for some further consideration. And then we'll absolutely meet the timetable that's set forth. We won't need to go to a second meeting in February to be able to get it done. I think we should put it on the agenda for the first meeting in January. At this point, there's nothing else you can add.
By first meeting, you mean meeting late January, not the reorganization.
Correct, not the reorg meeting, right, yes. So, does anybody disagree that we would be in a position, we could put ourselves in a position to vote on this the last meeting in January? Anybody disagree with that? Everybody's in agreement? Okay, so with that, somebody speaking? Okay. We just need a motion to table. That's a good question. You can table it twice, right? I think.
Talk to Will about that.
It's a Robert's Rules question. I don't think there's a reason why. I mean, we'll put it to the applicant another way. It's, you know, you could end up with a recommendation for denial. I mean, or a recommendation that you complete the traffic study. And I assume you don't want to do that right now. You'd rather have the You'd rather have this at the end of January rather than potentially receive adverse action tonight.
Well, we don't want adverse action.
Right.
And my
right.
First question to the chairman here, and please, it's all an open dialogue. What else is going to change between now and then? We could agree to a traffic study, sir, but I don't think it's going to change the outcome as far as what can be done.
I don't know that there's anything that you as applicants need to do. I think it's a matter of individual board members or member digesting what you presented tonight and getting comfortable with either voting for it or against it.
And am I asking that question? And please, this is, again, all open dialogue. If you're voting against it, under what basis? If we have complied with all the regulations of the ordinance, all right, what is the basis that if we meet the letter of the law, meet the ordinance, what basis would you have to deny the plan? When I ask that question, your solicitor understands, I mean, if we can do this traffic study, if that's the answer, you want us to go do the traffic study as opposed to all the other contributions. I'm not trying to be smart here. Please understand that. We can go do, spend the money to the traffic study, all right? But it's not going to result in a different outcome. So the reason for denying it would have to be based on something that would stand up in court.
Well, that's what I'm asking, is that I don't know from our professionals that that traffic study does result in nothing. I mean, I'm not an engineer.
No, I understand. Anyone,
but if that traffic study comes back and it says that the cars are going to stack way more than five, where you provide for room for five, it's going to stack.
But then
the zoning Saldo says provide for improvements. Mm-hmm. And we would need a plan that shows improvements that's
correct.
Going to satisfy the increase in traffic.
As long as you mitigate your impacts, that's your
correct. And so if the question would be, are you really providing for mitigation of your impact? And I think that would be, that's the open question. I think if I had to put my finger on this in terms of there's one reason, it sounds like it's the traffic impact study, whether we want the money or the study. And I think that's what they're asking to digest.
And that's okay. I don't have a perfect globe to tell you exactly what it's going to come back with, all right, as far as, but I don't know how much can be done or what will be done relative to what the study can say to us different than how we're proposing to mitigate at this point in time. Yep.
But it might give us more comfort if we decide that we want a traffic study. It may give us at least the comfort of knowing we requested it, we saw the traffic study with our own eyes, and it does support everything we've said. It sets the right...
Okay, hang on one second.
The board has to be open to do a traffic study.
Come on.
That's the way the town...
The traffic engineer is informing me, based upon how the ordinances are written relative to your... With the parking stuff, and obviously between a holiday, if you do choose to do that, we can't do a traffic study, he said, till June. Because the park has to be open even to perform a traffic study.
To do traffic counts. All of our work in the township, we usually want the park and the schools to be open. But here, I would imagine, it's not much school traffic going by here. I imagine we're most of the park.
Well,
to get an accurate count. I'm just letting everyone know that that's the way. That's the first thing that pops into my head.
Is there count data available that we can use that this township would have available to them? And I'm looking to Chuck only because if there is count data that we can work with, this existing count data that we can apply to as opposed to recounting.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd have to ask Eric what was done during the Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Studies.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head.
When I did this one, he gave me some data from 2018. He said it was the most recent that he had. When I talked with him, whenever that was done was earlier this year, I don't know, sometime since then, but that was the most recent he had.
That
was recent. Yeah, so that was...
Pre-COVID sounds pretty good. Wasn't
it? It would be pre-COVID, not just 2018.
They were just March for that year. It's only PM. So... I will also say I'd like Mr. Venado's suggestion of the other stop sign.
Yeah.
To stop people coming down the hill and allow take turns kind of thing. That's a very good suggestion.
And we have no objection to that.
So I think, Chuck, what we're thinking of is, I guess this may be a technical nuance here, but instead of tables again, can we just defer action on this until... I don't know. I mean, I actually thought the traffic study actually was the right move. Let's go ahead and order the traffic study. But if Mr. Creasy is saying I don't want to do a traffic study and not get accurate information.
Yeah, it's not that my understanding is how I've worked in Derry Township doing things for 25 years. That when you count is important.
And it's obvious
as a park.
Agreed.
So that's I can't submit something when I do a traffic count in January. They're going to say it's not.
And Chuck, I think I heard you say that there could be something from the HAT study that we could use as a proxy, but we're not sure.
Right. The Greater Hershey study, the diagram that was up earlier that I closed again, I don't want to open because it crashed my computer last time. has projected a lot of improvements at this intersection. We've already taken and added improvements to this intersection with the dual turn lanes coming from Homestead.
Chuck, can you enumerate what kind of improvements we're talking about potentially?
Oh, you're going to make me look in that up. Okay.
Sorry,
Chuck. The one example.
Okay, we'll go for it.
Chuck, the one page I sent you, that one page version of that.
Yeah. What I'm looking for is information that might make us more comfortable with this idea.
So this is out of the Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Study, which is showing at least on this side in the center, dual left turn lanes, a through lane, and the right turn lane. So if the dual left turn lanes are implemented, then we would double the stack for that movement. You know, now that's not been implemented today, but this problem is going to exist, you know, with or without these 117 new trips.
Chuck, what's the anticipated time frame of that improvement?
It's all about funding stuff.
In the best case scenario, when would you see that happening next month, or would you see it happening years from now?
I would say in the next 5 years.
Is there a reason? I mean, I know you guys requested preliminary final land development approval, but if we uncoupled the two and gave preliminary with a traffic study in compliance with all recommendations of the traffic study, I mean, that gets you your next round of approval, and if the recommendation comes back that there are site improvements that are not going to be shown or not, you know, that you're required to do additional site improvements, you would show that on your final plan. I mean, I
got to defer to probably no one there, because we've been working on this for 2 years because we go through all the environmental permitting process and stuff like that, so.
We're talking about moving this approval out until July.
Yeah. I mean, but preliminary is, uncoupling is the default, right? I mean, that is the default process of land development. It's preliminary and then final.
Actually, yes.
July.
I'm sorry?
July pass, actually, right?
Well, that's if we don't do the study until summertime, but if we ever do the study using information from HASS.
Is that, would that be acceptable?
That's up to the board. Would it be acceptable to use the...
Well, I think it would be acceptable using the study from that.
The data. It's using the data.
Data is really the issue. And I don't know why it would be any different if it was only a year or two ago.
2018.
But it's pre-COVID, so it's not like having the 2020, 2021 numbers that would be obviously a false flow.
It's pre-Hershey Park expansion. It's pre a lot of...
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't know. It seems like if you've waited 2+ years, that maybe waiting for the next traffic count isn't next summer is the worst.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Definitely want to get it right.
I don't know if you feel. If you want to, you know, roll the dice and you want the board to vote tonight on a final vote, I don't know which way it's going to go if we take a vote right now.
And I understand, I'm not trying to push that. I'm trying to make sure, you know, whatever decision we make here tonight is a viable one that will move positively, not just simply kick the can down the road.
Are you so sure that let's say that you get preliminary final plan approval tonight subject to compliance with a traffic study. Subject to performing in compliance with the traffic study. Are you so sure that it's not going to recommend any different site plan that you may have to come back. Let's say it does recommend
it could recommend us to make some nominal improvement. I'm not going to say it won't make it. It could recommend it. The question is, where is the money best spent? Where is the money best utilized to at this point in time? So that's why we're trying to look at different ways to provide that equivalent compensation. So, yes, sir, it could say, hey, right now you have to extend that road back up the driveway another 65 feet, 80 feet to provide a little more snacking. But does that really benefit you as much as providing the overall compensation for the future intersection and the right of way for the intersection and temporary construction? It's a matter of how best to mitigate. So it might come up with a different answer, Right. I won't say that. I won't say we'll come up with a different answer. But the question is what becomes the best trade-off and how does it make it?
But, and I think for the board, we don't even know what we're trading at this point. That's the question. And if it does show that you should extend that road back another 60 feet, isn't then your plan that's being approved not consistent with what you're going to be recording? I mean, aren't you going to be recording something significantly different than what you approved? Because it'll have an extra 60 to 80 feet.
Road. No, if it said had 60 or 80 feet, then our choice would be is either work with the board to provide that or whatever you want to recommend. Right. So the improvements are whatever agreed to ultimately. The study gives you a guide. The study is a guide of how you want to go about doing your improvements. It does not see that as the gospel. It tells you what the numbers say, what work best based upon that way of analyzing it. But it's how you work out with the board as far as how you want to best provide long-term improvements for the intersection, for the community. So we're just trying to, we'll try to provide those options now. And that's how we've approached the project from day one, rather than we barely cracked the numbers on requirement for traffic study. All right, it's 100 peak trips. I think Chuck said 117 or something like that. So it's not like we're 200 or 300 peak hour trips. We're barely over that threshold. And so rather than go through this process early on, you know, we opted to work with this direction because we, you know, it was discussed internally as a way of working together rather than spending the money for study because we just barely received the threshold. Let's offer these items up and work with the township that direction. Unfortunately, we don't get your feedback until this point in time in the process. You know, had we known this, I mean, had we known it up front, we could have done a study up front. It was really our choice to go this route because we thought this is the best route working with the township to offer the improvements, offer the money up front now, and sweetening the pot's the wrong word, but my point is by going out and offering the right of way, offering those things, was trying to make sure that we didn't leave any stone unturned for the township.
Let me ask Mr. Creasy a question, and in your professional opinion, if we were using a study from 2018, but you took into consideration some factor, so those take the data from that study and increase it by a factor of 10%, I don't know, whatever the expansion was at Pershing Park, perhaps you and our engineers and community development director can come up with an appropriate increase.
They're growth factors.
Yeah. Growth factor. I mean, could because there is value in that for us. Even if, as Holly, if it came back and it said, hey, everything that they, all the mitigating factors they put in here will work, that is also helpful to us to know, right? So, I mean, I'm just wondering if there's something you can do to supplement those numbers from a 2018 study.
Understand what you're saying. Let me talk through it out loud. When we started this, and I started to put together the trip generation assessment that we did provide with this, with everything, and I took a stab at using the available data to show how trips would be distributed through the intersections and things, I did talk with Eric Stump at HRG and asked him if he had any data. And he had given me the count, I think, from 2018. I think most of it was that one of the hats. You're saying that's what the hats is from the hats. It's only PM peak hour. So I don't have the AM. And like I said, it's from 2018. And the trip distribution and all that stuff is an art form to begin with. And traffic projections and all that sort of stuff. And when you're looking at data that's 4 years old, and you're talking about the park, every year something happens at the park. And then the COVID impact to things. It's the more assumptions into something like that. Sure, I could deal with HRG and come up with as many factors as we can to try to. But it's not a very educated guess at that point of the traffic forms, I guess is the only way to say it. To doing projections and making adjustment factors, and there's a yearly growth factor that PennDOT gives us, which is easy to add on. But when you're making assumptions about that many things, it makes it really hard for me to stand up here and say, I'm 100% confident in what I provide. And that's just me being honest. If two engineers can try to sharpen the pencil as much as we possibly can, but it's not going to be really sharp because we're making a lot of additional assumptions that we don't normally make at that point. If that's fair, I don't know how else to say it.
That's fair. But thank you. That is fair.
Mr. Creasy, I also wanted to ask, as we're talking about the traffic studies, the new stores that have been added to the center, there's a lot more traffic for those. They're a lot more popular. There are a lot more people that want to go to the stores that are there, which is wonderful. Has that traffic been assessed? I mean, I know driving up there as a resident for 5 years ago, there's a lot more going on up there, a lot more great things to see up there. You know, so any traffic counts from 2018 also wouldn't include the TJ Maxx or the Planet Fitness or any of the other
things. That's another thing we have to do trip generation for, to estimate it. And again, then you're estimating it based on the national average. It's what we always have to do as traffic engineers. So that's another effect, kind of like an addition to the park sort of thing. It's another factor or adjustment factor we have to try to factor into the process as well. So that's a very good point.
Well, but if you did a traffic study now, couldn't we conclude that based on the traffic study now during peak hours, AM, PM, whatever the conclusions are, it, to some extent, the traffic will be exacerbated during the summer months. So if it looks really good now, it may get worse in the summer, but your plan probably still works. If it's bad now, not going to get better in the summer. It will get even worse. And I'm trying to figure out if we can, if there's something we can use as a data point for ourselves.
It was interesting. My point in asking the question is not to argue much. I want to make sure when we walk out of here, we all walk out of here with a good idea of what direction we're going. And I don't go back to Greg and say, Greg, this is what we agreed to. He says, Holly, you can't do that. And I want to make sure that what we agreed to is something that we all can work with and live with.
I didn't want her to call me and say, do the traffic study. Call me once and do the traffic study. I didn't want to say, I can't till June. So that's why, since we're having a little bit of discussion, I felt it was appropriate to do that. To answer your chair's question, as traffic engineers, we typically try to do traffic studies for a typical day or an average day. That's why we do a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's the middle of the week. It's almost impossible to design for like a Friday at a business, or a Friday, or the day Black Friday shopping. You don't design for that. So the standard is a typical or average day. And for Hershey Park, for this area, that's when the park is open in the summer. That's just the way the town. That's the way we've always done it in the township. I don't want to say this, we've always done it, but that's just the way. Whenever we've done things in the past, we either have to try to adjust it for a park day, which then again we're using a statewide adjustment factor, not a factor that's Derry Township, which you have a very unique, obviously, trip generator in your township. So again, I'm not trying to talk around what you're saying. I'm just trying to say that's the path that we would normally take, and the more we deviate off that, the less, I guess.
Well, what if we deferred action until the January meeting and gave you all of that time to try to figure out how you could get us more comfortable with the traffic? I feel like that's a problem for all of us, and I think you also, you know, we may want to consult with the solicitor and determine, depending on how every, you know,
can I ask that you defer this to a little later on the agenda so I can go out, we can talk with my client a little bit.
We can do that.
Maybe take it. Let a few other people go ahead of us. Let a few other people on the agenda go ahead and go through. Because we've occupied a fair amount of the time right now. I'm sure people would like to sort of...
They're all... Mr. Hank, he's very upset. I can see him steaming back
there. I'm sure he is.
I'm really excited.
All right, so why don't we... I will... I have the project as a chair. Suspend your this agenda item until later on in the agenda this evening. Mm-hmm. And if you come back into the room, we'll know you're ready to go.
Oh, so we're just going to go around in circles here.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that to you, and I don't want to do that to everybody here. So thank you. It was a really good idea.
Thank you so very much.
If you can believe it, next item on the agenda is G, and it's the final land development and subdivision plan for the Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan comes in after the approval was granted by the board for conditional use application 2022-01. The plan is proposing the development of 336 apartment units and 12 single-family attached townhome units. Other amenities in Phase J include a dog park, an extension of the trail system, and a private swimming pool and pool house. Waivers have been requested from the subdivision and land development ordinance for this plan. One is for plan scale to show a sheet similar to what I've shown on the screen, so we can see the whole development on one sheet, although they do also provide them at the required scale. There's waivers for showing existing features within 50 feet of the developed area and existing contours within 50 feet of the developed area. And in both those cases, those have been shown on other plans. And there's a waiver for showing profiles of existing utilities. In each of those cases, the Planning Commission and staff recommend that the waivers be granted. I'm recommending approval of Plat 1361, conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. That the applicant reimburse the township for all costs incurred in reviewing the plan no later than January 20, 2023. That the following items be addressed by June 6, 2023. The applicant shall provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the proposed improvements depicted on the plan and shall enter into the and execute the development and financial security agreement. The applicant shall comply with and or otherwise satisfy the comments of the Township Engineer's review letter dated November 21, 2022. The applicant shall provide four copies of the erosion and sediment control plan for phase one. The applicant shall provide payment of $555,853.44 as fee in lieu of park, recreation, and open space. The applicant shall provide a CD of the AutoCAD files for the plan. The applicant shall provide three originals of the signed and notarized development and financial security agreement. The applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements. The applicant shall record the final plan and also the erosion and sediment control plan. The applicant shall record the development and financial security agreement or a memorandum of understanding of the same concurrently with the plan. And different than the staff comments tonight, I'm adding item number 11 after some emails with Pat Armstrong today, that the applicant complies with and ensures that the plan and construction entitled by the plan is consistent with the conditional use approvals granted under applications conditional use 2018-01 as supplemented and amended under application conditional use 2022-01. I'm also recommending that the waivers be granted. That concludes my report.
Chuck, I have a question. What we're seeing tonight, are there any revisions to the unit counts or anything that we've seen before? This is strictly...
No, this is fairly verbatim to what came through under the conditional use.
Thank you.
Some of the buildings were nudged a little bit here or there, but nothing that would give me pause.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Chuck on this item? Because that's a really important point, Carter. Good question. Anybody else have any questions on the application?
Sorry, just one quick. Chuck, the open space fee was $555,000?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
$853.44.
Okay, just want to make sure what was it.
Janelle computed that.
If there are no questions for Chuck, do we have... We can entertain a motion if we're prepared to do so. So I'll open it up to the board for a motion.
All right. Well, I'll make the first motion here. That the waivers are granted for the subdivision land development ordinance has noted in items A through D in the explanation section of the agenda item for the final land development subdivision plan for Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda on the waivers. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. I think this item requires a second motion.
Yes, it does. And I will make the second motion, too. that the final land development subdivision plan for Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361, is approved, subject to compliance with items 1 through 10 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda. You added one, right?
Right through 11.
I update my motion to say items 1 through 11.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Zambuda. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Chair, I have a minute and left my mouth, I'd lie.
Neil, first, two things.
Thank you very much.
I apologize, I called you Mr. Hank. Although you might prefer to be called.
Don't take that. I'll take that.
Yes, I caught it afterwards. I was like, that's not Mr. Hank. I know you.
The older I get, the more I start to look at him. He doesn't have much hair either.
But Natalie had a really good question about Waltonville Road. I don't know if it's Mr. Gall or you, if somebody give us sort of an update on that. And if you could you come forward to the mic and just state your name? What's that?
I'll do the best I can.
Yeah, thank you. And just Ken, make sure you state your name last time.
Ken Gall, I'm our Hershey Trust Company. I guess best put, because of the delayed start of construction of the roundabout, I mean, they're doing the best they can. It's a PennDOT road. They're not going to let you pay certain times of the year. So you know, there was some change in direction in terms of it was really related to how long it took PennDOT to approve the temporary signal at Little Waltonville or Wood in Middletown that put it behind schedule. So,
not just NPPL. It's going okay too. On the trail, I run down the trail, and yeah. I noticed that like some of the new roads have the PPL, like the PPL poles in them. So I'm guessing those have to be removed too.
Yeah, that will be done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you thinking like springtime, like once it can be paved?
The planned completion is still of the whole thing is springtime.
Oh, great.
Springtime. Is it early spring, late spring? It depends on the weather.
Is Memorial Day considered spring? Yeah.
What's that?
Is Memorial Day considered spring?
Hopefully before Memorial Day. So, I don't know if that helped at all, but it's been frustrating. Frustrating all around if we couldn't get it done. Nothing anybody did wrong, but just out of control in terms of how long things take.
People ask in the newspapers here, so it's always nice just to get an update. So since you guys were here anyway,
Bridget's nice to provide an update.
To see when the road's going to be open back up. I understand we can't pave it right now, but
okay.
Thanks for bringing Mr. Anthony.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your indulgence. The next item on our agenda is H. It's the consideration of time extension and the conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Pennsylvania State Police Academy and BISO modernization. BISO modernization. So BISO is the Bureau of Electronic Surveillance Operations, and that's the modernization. They'll be modernizing that facility up there, and that's plat 1352, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The board approved this plan on June 14th of 2022, conditioned upon several items being addressed by the applicant no later than December 14th, 2022. To date, only one of the conditions has been satisfactorily addressed. The applicant is working through the conditions daily. We get emails. So I think they're close to the end. I'm recommending that the board extends plat 1352 until March 23rd, 2023, contingent upon the 16 items listed in my staff comments being addressed, which are very similar to the items of original approval with the dates being modified. and the removal of the one item that they did address.
Thank you, Chuck. Any questions for Chuck on this request for extension of time? I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Pennsylvania State Police Academy and the BISO modernization. It's plat 1352 and is extended to March 23rd, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 16 in the department head recommendations section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. 4-0. Just noting Mr. Corrado stepped out of the room for 1 minute and we'll be right back. The next item is I. It's the consideration of time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development and stormwater site management plan for Oak Springs Phase 3 building expansion, plat 1227. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was actually approved in 2013, so it may be unfamiliar to some of the board members, although it has been extended last in 2019. The property is within what was then the suburban residential zoning district, contains approximately 2.71 acres. The site's presently improved with two buildings, which are shown on the plan that's projected. Each of those two buildings contain 6 townhouse dwelling units. The site also contains the parking areas and other ancillary items to support those units. This plan proposes to construct a new residential building containing 6 townhomes. Each home will be approximately 1,500 square feet of floor area. Burn court will be extended to provide a more appropriate cul-de-sac, and there will be 12 parking spaces added adjacent to the buildings. The applicant has requested a 3-year time extension to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or to the waivers. Just for a little bit of quick history on this, this plan did go through zoning board as part of the original development of Village of Innsbruck back in 95. After its approval, the zoning changed to allow 1.5 dwelling units per net developable acre. This plan did go to the zoning board to be permitted to have 10 dwelling units per net developable acre. Since that time, not that it's relevant as long as the plan's active, the zoning changed again to allow 8 dwelling units per net developable acre, just of interest. I'm recommending that the board extend this plan for an additional 3 years, subject to the following items being addressed: that performance security is provided in an amount equal to the original amount, plus 10% for each 1-year period beyond the first anniversary date, establishing the amount, not to exceed 110%, or that a new amount is established in accordance with the subdivision and land development ordinance. That the comments of the May 30th, 2013 HRG letter are satisfactorily addressed. That the applicant drafts the common lateral agreement for the 6 new units for approval by the Derry Township Municipal Authority. That the applicant ensures the renewal of any expired approvals of the Dolphin County Conservation District, DEP, or others. That 2 originals of the signed and notarized stormwater best management operation and maintenance agreement are provided, and that the BMP inventory form is provided digitally. All of those items would need to happen by January 2nd of 2026. And then also that the stormwater best management practice operation and maintenance agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan, and that a revised property deed referencing the stormwater best management practices is recorded concurrently with the plan. It's not necessary to take any action on the waivers that were previously granted.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich?
Chuck, is a 3-year extension unusual?
That's actually the extensions that this plan has been receiving, other than the extension under the permit extension. So the last approval that was granted by the board in 2019 was for 3 years.
Chuck, just a question generally, is there any is there any downside to the township in extending the in granting the extension?
So, you know, you look at changes in ordinances, changes in zoning. The zoning's fluctuated back and forth in this area. I don't see a downside. I mean, it's an approved plan. There's they've gotten the other approvals, the zoning approval. Again, the zoning approval they got for density was to go from 1.5 dwelling units per net developable acre to 10. Today, our zoning ordinance allows 8. So if this plan would be rejected, I'm guessing maybe they come back in with a 4-unit building instead of a 6-unit building. I say that those other 2 units will have to be developed somewhere else in the township. You know, my opinion is if you're going to develop the land, put as much there as you can. So I don't see a downside.
So there's no adverse consequences to the township in terms, and that's what I'm getting at. There's no, we don't lose any ability to do anything we could have done under the law in terms of, and I hate to use the word regulating this development, but in terms of, I guess that's the best term. There's no adverse consequence to the township in terms of granting the extension.
Right. If they built the improvements timely, they'd be sitting there today.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, when you look at what somebody invests in these type of plans, knowing that it's putting 6 townhouses where 12 already exist, I don't see a downside. Now, it's painful to repeatedly extend these plans. And, I mean, they're all good questions. And it's the board's discretion.
Any other questions for Mr. Omer?
No.
Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the preliminary final land development and stormwater site management plan for Oak Springs Phase 3 building expansion plat 1227 is extended for an additional 3 years, subject to compliance with items 1 through 8 under the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
I'll go ahead and second that motion. So, motion made by Mrs. Nutt, seconded by the chair. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is J. It's the consideration of the third time extension for the conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for New England Properties, LLC, plat 1333. Mr. Emmerich.
So this is by the standard tonight, a more modern plan extension. This site is located on a 1,600 square foot piece of property. Presently, there's a mixed-use building there. The plan proposes to put a new medical practitioner's office, specifically a dentist's office, on the property. I think going through COVID and the like, they've wavered as to whether or not to take this step. They recently reached out to us to request an extension until July 4th of 2023, which is a much shorter extension than the last one. Which gives you the impression that they're looking seriously at getting it wrapped up. So I'm recommending that this plan be extended subject to the following happening by July 4th of 2023, that the applicant reimburse the township for all costs and continue to satisfy and pay all outstanding township professional consultant invoices, that the applicant provide financial security to guarantee the completion of the improvements depicted on the plan, in an amount of $135,950, and execute the development and financial security agreement, that the applicant shall revise sheet C3.0 of the plan so that all occurrences of central master plan approval area are changed to Hershey Mixed Use Zoning District, that the applicant provide the township the administrative fee of $26 for processing of the sewage planning module waiver, that the applicant shall address and or comply with the comments in the April 28th, 2021 HRG letter, that the applicant shall provide the township with a CD containing the digital file for the plans. That the applicant shall provide the township with two originals of the signed development and financial security agreement. That the applicant shall agree to and execute the deed of dedication with the requisite accompanying exhibits for additional right-of-way along Cocoa Avenue. That the applicant shall provide title insurance. That the applicant shall comply with all outstanding agency requirements. The applicant, and then finally, that the applicant shall record the development and financial security agreement or a memorandum thereof concurrently with the plan, and the applicant shall record the deed of dedication and exhibits for additional right-of-way along Cocoa Avenue concurrently with the plan. It's not necessary to renew the waivers that were previously granted.
Again, I'm going to just ask, just so it's clear for the record, I don't see any adverse consequence to the township to grant this extension.
This is a much more modern plan, so it's an easier answer.
And I'm just kind of refreshing my recollection, my own recollection, Chuck. I'm looking at your diagram, but looking at the diagrams on my iPad as well. Do we know what they're... So the back half of that property is a proposed dental office. I don't recall what the front half is.
So this is parking out front. This is what it's proposed out front.
Okay.
With Cocoa Avenue running along the bottom of the sheet.
It's in the Dairy Town Mall parking lot.
Yeah.
You know where the Giant is?
Yeah.
You know the little mall is there?
Cocoa Plex.
Yeah, no, I know that. So I'm just saying
this is in the front.
Yeah.
Next to the bank.
Right. That's exactly, yeah, I did actually know that was the location. I couldn't remember what that shaded area was, and maybe it looks more clear up there.
It's the parking, I guess.
Yeah, so it's a long building.
Yeah.
All right, well, you answered my question. Any questions for Chuck?
No.
All right, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the approval of the preliminary fine and final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for Nijillin Properties, LLC, plat 1333 is extended to July 4, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 12 under the Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right, motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is approved unanimously. Thank you. Next item is K. It's the acknowledgement of plan withdrawal and release of financial security for the stormwater management and ESC plan for 593 Hilltop Road, S-2021-018. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's kind of an odd item where the McNamara's submitted a plan detailing stormwater management facilities for the swimming pool. They received approval of the stormwater plan. They posted their financial security of $4,807. However, they've decided not to proceed with the project, and they've never recorded their plan. So typically, we don't return security except with an engineer's sign-off. In this case, the McNamara's informed us that by abandoning the project, they've withdrawn their ability to build under that plan. Pat Armstrong prepared the attached formal withdrawal letter, which states the same, and felt it was best to run this through the board for the release of the financial security. So I'm looking for a motion that the board acknowledges the withdrawal and releases the financial security in the amount of $4,807 for stormwater management plan S-2021-018.
All right. Well, I don't see the downside on this. Is anyone has a question for Chuck on this motion? I mean, essentially, these folks are withdrawing their plan and will return to their financial security. So, if there's no questions, do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the board acknowledges the withdrawal and release of the cash financial security in the amount of $4,807 for the stormwater management and execution plan for 593 Hilltop Road S-2021-018.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the plan, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? none. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, that concludes our new business, with the exception that we suspended item F. And I see that our applicants are back in the room. Before we proceed, the board would like to recess into executive session very briefly, and we will come right back out. But any objections? We have a motion to retreat into executive session.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Nutt, second by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
All right. We are in recess briefly. We will come back shortly.